Emoji increasingly are the language of our lives, but so far, nobody's really getting paid for them. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. They probably haven't shown up on your phone yet, but more than 150 new emoji have been approved by the emoji standards body called Unicode. There is a redheaded person, a llama, toilet paper, and bagels. It's a big deal if you're a redheaded llama farmer, but also because the release of new emoji is carefully coordinated. Like Unicode says, you can have toilet paper, but then it's up to, say, Apple or Microsoft or Google to design what the TP looks like. And no money changes hands in any of this. Jeremy Burge is chief emoji officer for Emojipedia, which is kind of like Merriam-Webster for emoji. I asked him whether anybody gets paid.
There are companies out there that do make money, but the emojis you see on your phone, I guess, they're not really a money-making product. The companies make them and support them to sell devices, really.
People don't necessarily make money off of creating a letter, but they might make money off of creating an entire font. Like, do you see a time when someone might create an emoji typeface?
Yeah, I mean, that is a real thing. That's how they're implemented on phones. I guess we think of them as pictures, but on most phones today, they are sitting there in a font that looks different on every phone. They're not yet interchangeable on your phone. You can't yet say, oh, I want to use this emoji font or that emoji font, but that could be potentially a huge market if people wanted to go down that path.
There are examples of companies interpreting emoji in different ways for sort of their own marketing purposes, right?
Every company, they try and do it their own way. So I guess Google recently, they've decided that this week that they're going to take the egg out of the salad. They've said that, you know, that they've got a green salad emoji and it currently has an egg, and they're saying, we're going to get rid of that, make it vegan friendly. So I guess it's a way of companies expressing their own values in emoji form, where Apple a few years ago changed the gun emoji to look like a water pistol or a squirt gun, and now other companies are doing that too. So it's kind of an interesting area where a company gets to express some thoughts about what they think about the world in the little picture format.
Is that kind of right now there are only the two big players, I guess. There's basically Android and iOS. But is it weird that they're not cross-compatible?
Yeah, a lot of people wonder, you know, like, why if I send an emoji of this smiley face when I send it to another type of phone, does it look different? And I guess people often ask me, you know, why don't we just have one set? But whose set would that be? Would Apple be happy to just use Google's set? I don't think so. They're competitors. So they want any edge that they can have. And if it just comes down to emoji design, if they think that's an edge that they have, then they're going to take advantage of that. But who knows?
Right.
Maybe if there's money to be made in future, there could be an app store for emojis where you can have your own look and feel, where Disney potentially could have all the emojis look like Disney characters. I could see that being huge and could work with the current standard.
Yeah. See, that's going to happen now just because we talked about it. Tell me why broadly, you know, I mean, emoji are unbelievably popular. They're kind of developing into their own language. Tell me why emoji are important, kind of in this, you know, in the grand scheme of everything that's happening in the world. Why is this thing so important to people?
You know, it seems frivolous on the outside. Sometimes people, you know, in my job documenting what the emojis look like and how they're used, people sort of think of it as a frivolous topic. But in a way, it's like the dictionary is keeping up with how trends in language and how we're communicating. I think it is interesting to document how people use emojis over time. And the fact is that the emoji keyboard is the most installed keyboard in the world. So I think that alone makes it an important factor that if a company does change, even if it is the egg in the salad, if they change one small thing, that's affecting billions of phones around the world. That's what gives it power over, say, a downloadable app or something that only some people have. This is affecting everybody when you make a change.
Well, and when you look at it kind of just as a language, you know, as sort of a pictographic language, could it be the new Esperanto? Anybody can communicate this way.
I love the idea of communicating only in emoji. I mean, I've tried it before and it's a horrific task trying to, if you take away all aspects of language and you're just left with emoji, you end up, it's a mess. I mean, it's a great complement to existing languages, but I don't really see the day where we can just send emojis back and forth and have a meaningful conversation about our families or our lives or what do you want to do this weekend. I think it'd end up being pretty basic conversations if we took the letters off the keyboard anyway.
Jeremy Burge is chief emoji officer for Emojipedia. So I know I said earlier there were 150 new emoji, but they usually get bundled into new mobile operating system releases. So that probably means fall for iPhone and Google phones, and maybe as late as next year for Samsung folks. I know, I'm mad too. There's a knitting emoji now, and I need that. What's your favorite emoji? Or I don't know, how would you spell Marketplace Tech in emoji? Email us, mptech@marketplace.org. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
Make Me Smart and Marketplace are built on independent nonprofit news.
Yes, they are. And we believe it's our responsibility to bring reliable, objective reporting to as many people as we can, to support informed decision making and thoughtful conversations. And we are asking you to help us do it.
We are not asking very much, by the way. For as little as $5 a month, $5 American, you can become a Marketplace investor.
And you get that cool title, Marketplace Investor. And the other payoff, of course, is that whatever you hear on the air or online or wherever you listen, you know that you are making it possible for us to reach more people in more ways with more content.
But the real payoff, and here comes the awkward segue, is that you're helping us produce journalism you can trust, and that makes us all smarter. Now is the time to do it, gang. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thanks a lot.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.